All right, welcome everybody to Spin Tunes 18 Round 4. We're reviewing this time around the 1-2 punch, is that it?
That's right.
The 1-2 punch round, where all of the songs had to be two chords. And I believe that there was some discussion of it in the boards, but I don't think it was only two or less. I think that the challenge was to do two chords, a two-chord song. And a lot of these people really turned it out.
Yeah. There are some caveats, though. It's okay to use inversions. It's okay to use suspensions. It's okay to add extensions. So you can play like a D power chord and then play like a, you know, D add 9 add 11, and that would be cool.
Yeah. Well, if it's the power chord, if it's just the bass and the fifth, then the ninth and the 11th are just muted temporarily.
Temporarily, yeah.
Yeah.
They're being played by invisible instruments that you can't hear.
Exactly, yeah. Let's do an introduction so that we can pull Cybronica into this conversation. Now, our guest today is a return guest. It's Cybronica. Cybronica, yay! Cybronica is a classically trained opera singer who has performed in Europe and around the U.S. In addition to being an opera singer, she is a rock and roll badass. Cybronica has won 2 song fights with her band Mandibles, and she creates music for Songfight and now also Spin Tunes under the name Cybronica. And she is a member of the band The Pleasantry with Grumpy Mike. You can find her music on the Songfight archive and the Nur Ein archive and the Spin Tunes Bandcamp albums. You can also find her at abigailkempson.com, where she has a lot of info and YouTube links and SoundCloud content. And she has a YouTube channel too, but some of those links are unlisted and you can only get to them through abigailkempson.com, which you should totally check out because it is a boss website.
Super pro.
Yeah, it's the real deal. But anyhow, welcome.
I really appreciate that shout out.
Welcome Cybronica at abigailkempson.com. Not Woo! At, but you know. Check out that.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that, especially because that is a very outdated website at this point. But I really appreciate that. My cousin will be so delighted. She designed it. She, for a period, was designing websites professionally. So I'll just tell her that it was complimented upon. Well, in addition to that website, you can also find me on SoundCloud. A bunch of the what I consider to be the best Mandible songs can be found under SoundCloud/Cybronica, under my name, well, my pseudonym name.
Okay, well, wonderful to have you. Do we want to talk about the previous round, or do we want to talk about this round, or what do we want to talk about first?
I want to talk about, is this real life?
Oh, yes.
Congratulations, that was an excellent win.
Yes.
Thank you. That song happened because Glennie messaged Truth when the song challenge popped up, and he said, "This is made for you guys. Mandibles has to put in a song," and that was the only reason why it went up. Otherwise, we wouldn't have seen it. So, shout out to Glennie for being the catalyst for it.
Nice. I think Third Cat was second, and Chumpy myself was third. So yeah, defeated by you guys, not for the last time, I'm sure.
Well, to be fair, it's hard to fight against the queen of the night.
Very true.
And you can see a video of her doing Queen of the Night on YouTube, and you can get to that through abigailkempson.com too.
It's true.
Wonderful video. So what do we have any comments about the previous round? Or do we want to, and do we have any comments about judging, or were there any neat controversies? I can think of one controversy, but yeah, I mean, I'm not sure we
do
should
talk about
it. You have a
rant, Ryan?
Yeah, go for it.
I have a rant about this round, not about the previous round, but I mean, there was something that kind of just by the slightest margin avoided being an issue last round, which was by one vote, Stacking Theory didn't make it into the top, what would be 6,
right.
I guess. You know, so I guess there's 2 issues here. Usually there's only 4 in the top in the last round. And this time there was 5 because it was a tie. Usually that tie is broken by the number of judges who voted, you know, who preferred it even by just one vote. Because there's an odd number of judges. Some had to, you know, unless they just got the same number or something.
Right, and that's why we have both Daniel Sittler and Chaz Rock in the finals.
But again, usually it would have just been, I think, what, Daniel Sittler?
That's right.
Micah also used the judging criteria of who got theirs in earliest this time, which I think is a new-ish sort of a thing. But so that was a tie, but Stacking Theory didn't get in. That was fine, because if they had gotten in, it might have been a thing that they used some tracks from one of the judges to make their song.
Oh, yeah. Is that widely known?
I don't think so, and I'm glad it's not an issue. But I mean, it was almost an issue.
Almost
right?
an issue.
Because one of the judges ranked them first.
Oh, yeah. The same one who provided some of the tracks?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So. Would that be the same one who received a large amount of Marmite from Stacking Theory?
I think it may be.
It might have been. Yes.
Oh, I'm glad we didn't have that controversy.
Yeah.
Marmite Gate.
Honestly, yeah. I just think that Marmite's existence is its own Marmite Gate.
Okay, well, all right. So so narrowly avoided that. And I'm okay with having five people on the top.
Me too.
Even though it's a little bit of a departure from the norm.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well... Now that
it's been explained, it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I don't even think it needed to really be explained. Micah is, you know, God, King, Emperor, and he can do whatever he wants.
Fair enough. I was just wondering about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all. It was something that I was curious about.
He's a little less draconian than previous administrations.
I know.
They used to be really, really real sticklers, and they used to actually, you know, disqualify people and things.
Yeah, no one got disqualified at all this contest. So.
Yeah, we're weak.
It's the kindler, gentler spin tunes.